morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Avinus and Ninus. Today we're going to continue with Siman Shin Mem Aleph. Let's start with Sif Gimel. Makom Shendoy Hagin Shekatafim Miyuchadim Lehoitzi Ameis Ulaacher Nisasku Hakroivim. So the place we give it over to the Chev Gadisha, and the Chev Gadisha does the burial. Mishi masruhu lahem mutarim hakroivim v'basar v'yayin afilu koidim sheotziuhu mehabayas sheshuv einoi mutol alehim. So normally we're talking about a halachic end of aninus in the beginning of avelus, right? When avelus begins, so you're mutter b'basar yayin, and you're chayiv in all the mitzvahs and all the special things of avelus, and we're saying that that's going to initiate when they transfer the mace over to the Hechev Kaddish. And usually the Velus begins with the steam is a goyla, right? When it's a burial. That's the usual beginning of a Velus, end of a Ninus is with the burial. Here the Shulchan Aruch is telling us the Aninus ends and the Velus begins in this scenario with transferring the maize to the Ketafim, the Chevek Kedisha, even though it's still in the Habs. So it's Machlokas, we mentioned before, it's Machlokas, the Noida Behuda and the Chacham Sadam. So the Noida Behuda says, this is Dafka, this that the Aninus ends with the transfer is Dafka if it's going to Makam Rachuk. And the Oinen is the relatives are not accompanying the Maze. So it's going to Makam Rachuk, and if they're not accompanying the Maze, so that's when the Aninus ends. But if they're accompanying it, even though they transferred, you know, they gave it over to the Chevek Kedisha, and the Chevek Kedisha is going to do the Kvura, but if they're accompanying it, so then, according to the Noda Behuda, they are still owning them. And the Nafkamina would be, and the Chacham Sadam would say, no. The Chacham Sadam would say, once you transfer it, the responsibility is on the Chevek Kedisha to do the Kvura, even if you're accompanying it. Your aninus is ended, and so the nafkamina will be say tefillah. You know, when you're chayiv in mitzvahs, so the Chacham Sadam will say you're chayiv in mitzvahs when you transfer it, when you make the deal to the Chevek Kedisha, even when the mace is in the house, and according to the and then you would daven then. You would daven at an earlier point. According to the Noda Behuda, if you know you're accompanying the Aaron, so then to the Kvura, so then even though the responsibility is on the Chevek Kedisha, you're still oining him until the steam is a goylo, and therefore you'll be davening Shachris if it's still possible. But if it's still before Chatzos, you'll be davening Shachris after the Kvura. And according to Chachos Adam, you'll be davening Shachris before the Kvura. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says, "Yipatim kol matzis amar b'toyra." So in Mishnah in Mishnah Mesim at the fun of, "Yipatim kol matzis amar b'toyra." So the Gilian Hashas, sorry, the Gilian Hamarshah says, "V'lo mezamin." Shulchan Aruch says he's not mezamin. He's yipatim kol matzis amar b'toyra, and he doesn't do zimun. "V'ein mitzdarfin also l'kol davar shebekedushin." And the owning can't be considered part of the dominion. And the Ber Hativ says in Nun Hey, Ber Hativ Zion. So he brings the Brichadash Kosh of the Im Yesh Mishi Shtadl Bishviloi, which I'm assuming is the Chevek Kedisha. The Im Ratzel Likrois, if he wants to say Kriyashma, Ein Moichen Biadoi. Umistabra Vade the Mitzdarif. He's mitzdarif, I'm assuming, to a minion. So I'm not sure what he means. If he means you have who to be soymech, ein moichen biyado. So you have who to be soymech that even that once he's handed the Chev Gadisha, even... So I'm not sure who he's siding with. He's siding like the Tachmas Adam, or he's siding with the Noida Behuda on this. But if you're whatever, I mean, you know, if you're, I'm not sure if he's saying anything special here. Okay. So there's a Berke Yaakov over here. Machlokes Berke Yaakov in the Prima Gadim. What about being over? So you put them come into Zamar Torah. That's Mitzvah Zaseh. Lavin, even the Rabbanan says the Mishnah Brura and the Ber Halacha here in Ayin Aleph in Orachayim. So even a Lav the Rabbanan, you have to. But Aseh Mitzvah Zaseh, you can be over. As an oining, Pachmichol mitzvahs amar b'torah mitzvahs asay. So, what about being over a mitzvahs asay by doing a maisa? Right? What happened? Rebbe Gadlin is mesupik if an oining can eat outside of the sukkah. Well, can an oining eat outside of the sukkah? Because when he's doing so, he's actively being over the assay, right? So maybe this that he's part of the commitment to the Torah is b'shev al taseh. And if you eat outside of the sukkah, you're actively being over the mitzvah assay of sukkah. And when you eat outside of the sukkah, you're being actively over. So the Prima Gadlin is mesupik if an oinen can eat outside of the sukkah, and the Birkei Yaakov doesn't have a problem with it. Right? The Birkei Yaakov understands that the reason why an oinen is part of the called mitzvah on the Torah is because of oisek mitzvah pater mitzvah, like we saw in the Rebbeinu Yonah said clearly. Rebbeinu Yonah said clearly that it's the Torah is Oisek b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah. Says the Birkei Yaakov va'al yedei she'asak b'mitzvah tirdas kavura ein tzarek lasos b'mitzvah acheres. Since he's Oisek in the burial, so he doesn't have to do other mitzvahs. Right? We don't want you to actively engage in something that's going to detract from the important job at hand of the kvura, right? That's the idea. It's we don't want you to do things that you're going to detract from the kvura. The imkain kol mitzvah shetzarek lasayk bo bein shehi kum vaaseh bein sheval taseh patur mimena. We don't want the oinin to actively do other mitzvahs which are going to detract from the job at hand of doing the kvura. L'chein metilis yadayim pater shetzarek maisa l'tol yadav. So then eating without metilis yadayim is going to be mutter because the metilis yadayim is interfering with it's something that he has to do actively, and that's going to interfere with the job at hand. Aval b'tainas tzibur chayv lehis anu shezeh ein tzarek maisa. So we have a mitzvah asay to do a tainus, and eating would be actively transgressing that. So the Birkei Yaakov wants to say that eating on a tainus is going to be a problem because you can mikayim the mitzvah asay of the tainus without doing anything. It doesn't detract from the job at hand of doing the kavura. So to actively he can fulfill the mitzvah asay without doing anything, it doesn't deter. So then he's chayv in the tainus. But netilas yadayim and eating outside of the sukkah require a maisa, and those actions will get in the way of what he has to do. With the chen gam b'sukkah pater the high tzarek maisa leilechud yoshev b'sukkah v'gam kavar yoshev v'im kavar yoshev b'sukkah mi yamachiv b'yado. He's already in the sukkah. Who's going to, you know, machiv b'yado lachol Sham v'ruy l'zeh, shahari, or v'raya l'zeh, shahari chosan, holchin l'dvar mitzvah, paturim kol mitzvahs, mitzvahs me'oysoi ta'am, me'atzmei she'oinein pater, d'hainu me'tam oysoi mitzvah, pater me'la mitzvah. So the chosan is the same thing. We don't want him doing things which are going to detract from the mitzvah that he has to do. Shepaturim gam came. He's also potter from the sukkah. V'im kein hu adin oinei. So we have a machlekes the prima gadim and the birkei Yaakov. Can you eat outside of the sukkah? Can an oinei eat outside of the sukkah? Can an oinei eat without metilas yadayim? And the birkei Yaakov is saying it's mutter because. Potter mikol mitzvahs amr b'torah. The oinein is because of oisik b'mitzvah potter mitzvah min mitzvah. We don't want him to get involved in active activities which actively are going to shter him from doing the kura. All right. So now we have a machlekes. Next thing is we have a machlekes the Rush and the Meir Meir Rotenberg regarding havdalah. Right, if there's a mace loy mace on Shabbos, so then motzi Shabbos, everyone agrees you don't have to do havdalah. But what about after the kavura? Right? What about after the kavura? So it's a machlokes, the Rush and the his Rebbe, do you do a Havdalah after the Kavur? So I'm just going to read the Torah here, and then I'll read the Beis Yosef. Re'isi the Avi Adoni Arash is all Shemes Loi Meis for Shabbos, but Moitzi Shabbos Lo Hivdil. So there's a mace on Shabbos, and Motzi Shabbos, he didn't do Havdalah, and he didn't daven Maariv. V'lo v'yom echad b'boiker, and he didn't daven or do Havdalah in the morning because he still had to do the Kavur. U'da achar shenikvar ha-mace, he's pal tefillas shacharis. Shedayin lo over zmano. So after the kura he done shakras because he's still this man. Avon tefillas ha'erev lo shikvar avar zman velo dami the shakeach velo hispalo arvish shemispalo shakras shtayim. It's not like a person who forgot marish that he done shakras twice. Kevin shibalaylo lo hayachayev the hispalo. At night he wasn't even obligated to daven marish. And therefore, there's no tashlumen for the Mariv because he wasn't chayiv. He wasn't chayiv ubi'inyan havdala. And then there's a... I think the Dagum Ravava points out... on Sif Hey, which deals with halakha, the havdala issue here. So the Dagum Ravava points out that if the mace lo mace was Motzi Shabbos, so then there was a moment that he was chayiv in Maariv, but he wasn't able to do it because he had to do the kavura. Then there would be a tashlumen. In other words, if it was koiver the mace before chatzos the next morning, so then he'd have to daven shacharis twice, because we're talking about a mace not on Shabbos. It was motzi Shabbos, and then it was chal amariv, but that he was had to engage in the kvura. So then you'd be chayv shtayim the next day. Okay. Yeah, so that was in halacha base in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so going back to the tour, so ubi'inyan havdala says the tour ika pluta.
ha-mer mi-Rottenberg, kosav she-tzarech l'havdil, the kaimulan, but he has to be mavdil after the next day, right? We're talking on the on Sunday after the kvura, he has to do havdalah. The kaimulan, mishelo hivdil, motzei Shabbos, mavdil b'chol kol ha-Shabbos, kula. V'harav Yehuda kosav, she-ein l'havdil. You don't do havdalah, u'lezeh hiskim avi adonai rosh zol. So there's a steer in the rush. The rush in the tshuvos, really paskins like his Rebbe, and then the rush in his psakim paskins like Rebbe Huda. And the Beis Yosef says we go baser the psakim and not the tshuvos, because the psakim are the latter. So there's a steer in the rush, but we don't follow the tshuvos, because the tshuvos were written earlier and the psakim were written later. So zok the Beis Yosef. Ubeinyan havdala ike plupta perish im yesh lehavdil acha kavura. Harav Meir Mirottenberg kosav shetzarek lehavdil the kaimalon. That like if you didn't do havdala, you have the rest of the week to do it. Because of the near leak of Divri Rabbeinu Yehuda, Bafal Pishim Chuvas. Okay, so he deals with that issue. So, let's take a look at the Taz Vav and Simon Shin Mem Aleph. Taz Vav says the Dizman Havdalah Ad Soif Yom Shlishi, it's not the whole week, and the Tur Kasa called a Shabbos Kula, Hainu, Shishai Kleir Zay Shabbos. It's not the whole week, Mamish, it's until the end of Yom Shlishi. Ubi Yishuv Hadavarim Kosav Rashal. Okay, so then the Taz deals with an interesting question here of you have a Mila and you have you're an Oinain and you have Mila. What do? You do the Mila first or you do the Kvura first? Okay, so this the Imyesh Oinain Ben Limo Vadain Lo Nikmar Hames, the Mokomakom Yimoha Ben, Bebesa Knesses, Koidim Alenu Kemoy Shar Pami. So the first way he's saying it is we should do the Mila before the Kvura. Like you always do Mila as part of Shacharis. of course, the onion is not going to be dominating Shacharis. Akakak matzasa b'shem Ramah, b'ksav yad, sheesh likvar koidim, the lokain, you should do the kvura first. The lokain, have the onion. The ef shah levarach lahaknisa b'brisoi, the onion kvartum we call the mitzvahs. So now it's better to do the kvura first so that you can say the bracha. So really, you should get the kvura done before shachris, and then you can do the mila bezrizos during as part of shachris, like it's usually done. Aval im efshar. Yivarech Hasadik v'yimol also b'shachris the high isa b'simin shin aleph shin samech meis umilo milo kodemus. So if you can't get the kvura done before shachris, which I guess would be best for everyone, so then you do the milo first and get someone else to do the bracha. And so there is a conflict over here. And I think the Gemara suggests that you do the Mila first, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins later on, and the Torah also paskins Mesa Mila. The Mila is Kodemus. Okay, so there's one more issue. There's Machlokes over here between the Magen Avraham and the Gemara regarding Birkas Hashachar, and it's similar to the Havdalah, right? Do we say that since at Shacharis, we're assuming at Shacharis he was the kvura hadn't been performed yet, and now it's let's say it's taker after Chatzos. No, it's after Chatzos. Can you say the kvura was done, and it's now after Chatzos? Can you say Birkas Hashachar? So the Magen Avraham at the beginning of Ayin Aleph in Orachayim says, no, you don't, since you were punter at the time of the chiyuv, when the chiyuv for the Birkas Hashacha began, you were punter, so now there's no tashlumin for it. It's kind of like the what we said about marriage, right? If it makes no mace on Shabbos, and so therefore you were punter from davening marriage. So now there's no tashlumen for it. There's no tashlumen for something you're potter from. So zakti, I'll just read the Magen Avraham in Ayin Aleph and Orachaim of Al Birkos Hashaka Nira Li the Lo Yomar Kevin Shebeshas Choy Vansoy Haya Potter. Kumay Shekasa Beyoradeh Simin Shina Aleph Sif Gimel the Inyan Havdala. So it sounds like the Magen Avraham is going like the talk of the Rush regarding Havdala. I saw that swear in the Rush. The Rush said, since he was potter when the key of Havdalah was Chal, so then after the Kavura, there's no Tashlumen for it. And but the Gra regarding the Brikas Hashachar argues, the Gra holds that you can say Brikas Hashachar the whole day, and therefore the key of Brikas Hashachar is even after the Kavur, right? The Chiyuv of Birkas Hashachar, so it's not the Torah's Tashlum. And that seems to be the Machlokas regarding Havdalah as well. The Meir Rottenberg is saying that until Sof Yom Shlishi, it's not the Torah's Tashlum, it's that's when the Zman Chiyuv of Havdalah is Nimshach. The Zman Chiyuv of Havdalah is Nimshach until Sof Yom Shlishi. And therefore, we don't have this issue. Well, b'shas the chiyuv began, you were potter, so there's no tashlumen. No, it's not working until the Torah's tashlumen, according to Mary Rottenberg. And maybe that's so. If the Gra holds that the whole day is, you can say Birkas Hashachar the whole day. It's the same thing. It's not. There's no tashlumen per se. And the Magen Avraham says no. It's Birkas Hashachar has a b'shas the Yibruchayiv and Birkas Hashachar, you're potter, so there's no tashlum. So he holds there's a zman kavua. I think the Machlokes Hashachar points that out. According to the Magen Avraham, there's a zman kavua for Birkas Hashachar. So since he was potter during that zman kavua, so then there's no tashlumin. But the Gra holds that you can say it all day long. Let's read the Machlokes Hashachar here. The Imkeim Hatfilah Shal Shachar is on page 16 of packet 4. Imkeim Hatfilah Shal Shachar is Din Havdala Yeshla. The high Tchilas Mana and Chatzos. Of our Birkas Hashachar Sphirale, the Magen Avraham, the Yeshlo Din Tchilas Arvis Shun. The Birkas Hashachar has a Din of Arvis. The Eino Mashlo, Kevin the Mashas Kiyuvai Hupatim. The Tekanas Mechamim Haya Shekavula Chol Echad Min HaBrachas Man Kavua Kedisa B'Gemara the Torah Ki Mita'ar Mishante Lema L'Kayim Hashama. When he wakes up, he says L'Kayim Hashama Ki Shama Kol Tanagolas Lema Hanois Nesach Yivina L'Kayim Kulam. So they have a fixed time. El Da'akshav Mipnei She'ein HaYadayim Nekios. So today, our hands aren't clean at those times, so we don't say those brachos. In Cain, Shapir, Yeshlom, the Cain, the Bashas, Kiyuva, who Pata. So the Magen Avraham holds is a Shas. There's a fixed time for the Birkas Hashachar, and the Gra holds it's all day long. So according to the Magen Avraham, there's no, since you're Pata at the Shas of the field, there's no Tashlimin for it. Sounds like he's going like the Rush, who's going like the Rebbe Huda regarding Havdalah. Okay, so we did a little bit more in Hilchos Onen, and the Ketafim, Patrik Kol Mitzvah Zermatara, and the Tashlumen, or the Not Tashlumen of Dala and Birkas Hashachar. So I think we'll stop there. Are there any questions? Thank you. Yeah, sorry. Let me clarify who. So we had a machlokes the Pum Gadim, and I was saying, oh, yeah, the Bikura Yaakov. I was saying the Birke Yaakov. Yeah, right, exactly. It's the Bikura Yaakov. Yeah, it's not the Bikura Yosef. It's not the Birke Yaakov. It's the Bikura Yaakov. Yeah. So it was a machlokes the Bikura Yaakov and the Prima Gadim. Regarding can you be inside of outside of the sukkah and then only inside of the sukkah and do netilas and eat without netilas yadayim? Yeah, it's the bakure. Yeah, okay, shkoyah, thank you. Okay, shkoyah. Okay,